Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August the 25th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw a number of U.S. equity indices move to new all-time highs. We actually saw the S&P as well as the NASDAQ Composite and Russell 1000 break out to new all-time highs on their chart. Didn't quite see the same for the Dow, as well as the Russell 2000 still trades well below its all-time highs that were made earlier this year. From a performance standpoint, we saw crude oil continuous symbol CL forward slash on our system rally up over 2.89% and show a nice rebound after and continuing that rebound from Monday through Tuesday's action. We actually also saw a nice day out of emerging markets, symbol EEM. And that really is notable in the fact that generally speaking, when we've looked at this performance on a day-to-day basis, we've seen emerging markets typically down to the bottom and somewhat near the middle here. Now we saw a significant day out of it. Much of that is some news that alleviates some fears and uncertainty potentially coming out of China. And that's been a big driver within a lot of the emerging markets. We'll actually take a look at some of the international, what's been transpiring on the international front through the lens of the asset class group scores page towards the end of the video. But the first thing we wanted to touch on is obviously the S&P 500 moving to new all-time highs, breaking that double top, returning to a buy signal at 44.90. It's notable in the fact that we saw enough downside action to bring it to a sell signal, but it's been able to rebound and move back to a buy signal. When we look at a lot of the information coming out of domestic equities, and especially and mainly through the lens of our technical attributes and some of the sectors, when we look at that, we actually find that a lot of this move over the past 2 days has been pushed by consistent performance out of the higher attribute names, but really much of what's been the quick rally has been the rebound out of low attribute names, primarily zero for fivers. And much of that has come out of the energy sector. And that's notable because when we think of indices moving to new all-time highs, it's often what's participating, what's pushing it to new all-time highs. And again, it's consistent performance out of those high attribute names, but much of this quick rally and quick resurgence has been from those low attribute names. And again, primarily from the energy space. When we look at the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF, symbol EEM on our system, we noted in the performance table that it was up over 2% with yesterday's action. And really, while that's a positive day, it didn't do enough to change the way the chart currently looks. In order to move back into a column of X's, we would need to see it reverse up and move above 52 on the chart there. Currently still lies at 49.5 on the chart and still lies on a sell signal that it gave back in July with that triple top bottom break at 51. As we noted, we wanted to take a little bit of a look at the layout of the international markets. When we looked at Dolly, we saw Europe developed and Europe emerging primarily are the areas of leadership there. And then it's somewhat of a jockeying for position in many cases, as we've seen Latin America, Asia Pacific developed and Africa trade signals recently, and even Asia Pacific emerging, all of them have traded signals recently. But when we dive under the hood of that Dolly ranking, and take a look at the more sensitive asset class group scores, it is interesting to find that we find India and Russia scoring above this 4-score line. So two emerging markets scoring above that 4-score line. And that's important to note because we also have China, which is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, emerging markets, scoring down here, just popped back above money market and scoring it in this red zone at 1.57. And generally speaking, we've seen Asia and super and Pacific countries and a lot of this Pacific basin really score in this red zone below 2.5. And that's notable because when we take a look at the overlay of what type of impact does that have on emerging market score, it really lowers the emerging market score because many of the emerging market funds, especially broad ones, are fairly overweight to China and those Asia Pacific kind of emerging markets. But what's interesting today is while emerging markets are scoring low, we actually see frontier markets scoring fairly high at this 3.88 level. And when we look at the score history overall, we actually find that this is really the first time we've seen frontier markets score above developed markets and all emerging markets for a consistent period of time. And the last time we saw that was back in early to mid 2014, if we look back at the score history. So it's been quite some time since we've seen frontier markets really show a leadership on the asset class group scores page here. You actually note in many cases, especially for this extended period from 2000 through late 16 through 2017, and even on into early 2018, we actually saw in this case, emerging markets were the leading group, frontier markets were slightly behind, but developed markets were the wagging group in this particular case. And that was early 18, but for much of 17, you actually saw frontier markets be the laggard group. And generally speaking, that's what many might assume is that, you know, if emerging markets are doing bad, it means frontier markets are doing bad. And that's not always the case. And that's a good example for today, because as we see, we've seen high scoring out of this frontier markets group, near and close to that four score line now with decent improvement that it's had, while emerging markets are below the 2.5 group and developed markets are just above that acceptable three score line. If we were to look for potentially adding exposure to frontier markets, there are options out there. There's probably more in the mutual fund space than there is in the ETF space. Really, there's two ETFs that allow us to gain access to frontier markets and stocks within those frontier markets. The biggest of them, though, is the iShares MSCI Frontier and Select Emerging Market ETF. And that's going to be symbol FM, Frank Mary, on our system. When we look at the score, it's 3.83, which is scoring above the all non-US group, as well as the all global and international equity class. So, and very noteworthy in that fact, because it just exhibits further strength and makes the case further for frontier markets being a place of strength right now in leadership. The fund actually also comes with a yield just north of 2%, so nice little carry on there with frontier markets. When we take a look at the chart, we find that earlier this month it broke a double top at 33.50 to complete the fourth consecutive buy signal on the chart. We actually find nice support here at 32 as well at 31.5. And mind you, we are looking at the quarter point per box chart here. If you looked at the default chart, you basically see a straight column of X's from late last year up until now. And we looked at that smaller scale chart ultimately to give us a better picture of how it's been trading recently. And as we can see, nice formation and nice chart pattern here as it's continued to break double tops and make a series of higher bottoms along the way. So it could potentially look to consider FM for international exposure, filling out that international bucket. In many cases right now, when we look at a lot of emerging market funds, as we noted earlier, they do still have a fairly strong allocation to China right now. And there's just a lot of uncertainty there. We've seen a nice rebound out of them, but there's still just a lot of uncertainty there. And it's actually worth noting that last week, Ian Saunders, a senior analyst here, did a webinar with Crane Shares looking at some of those things going on within China. So definitely take a look back in the daily equity report for the replay there and to potentially take a look at that. Moving forward to really take a look at what type of regional exposure FM provides us, first and foremost, it actually has a fairly significant overweight in Vietnam, Kuwait, and Morocco, and Romania are sort of its top four regions or countries, if you will, when we look there. And from a sector standpoint, we actually find a fairly significant overweight to financials, which isn't all too surprising. Many times when you look at these frontier markets, and especially a lot of emerging markets, there's a lot of their stock market that is made up of financial companies. Now, to what their legitimacy is when it comes to that, that's often in question. But right now, we know that when we're putting, when most ETF and fund companies are putting something together, they do their due diligence. And that's good to know, because we have a significant overweight in financials as well as communications and even basic materials. Again, these three, not all too surprising to see as an overweight for sectors when we look at emerging markets and even frontier markets and potentially in getting exposure there. But as always, if you have any questions about today's video, or if you have any questions about maybe what to do within that international sleeve, or if you're just looking at a particular chart and you want to talk shop, really, feel free to give the Dorsey Wright Analyst team a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice Wednesday.